Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, and it's the 11th of April, and I'm recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, the main story here today is there's some clear evidence of a bit of bolt hole flight over tensions with Russia. That is most evident in precious metals. Now, they were soft yesterday, but rebounded much more strongly here today. Quick rundown, palladium is up to almost $805. That's up nearly $15, and it gets better. Silver is up almost 40 cents. That takes it up to $18.31. And platinum up 32.5 to 972.4. Gold, big gain for gold of $18.5. That takes it up to 1,273 and change in the spot market. Now, government bonds also benefited from the same interest. And really, that's U.S. 10-year. Now, remember, that hit its highest yield back in December and then ranged sideways for a while. It climbed back up there in March, but just pushed up above the 2.60 yield for roughly, looks like, the better part of a week. But today, and we're trading here after hours, that yield is down to 2.2962. So some clear, definite buying going on in the bond market. I should also mention the U.S. dollar, because this is one of Trump's great successes here in keeping the dollar down. He has talked it down on several occasions, and pointing out that it would be, if not ruinous, just bad for the U.S. economy. And so the dollar index is trading here today at 100.71, and that's at the lower end of its range overall. Now, dollar index is mainly the biggest weighting in there is the euro. Euro is slightly steadier, 1.0607. Sterling a little firmer, 124.94. And that's the main story in the currencies that I've seen overall. Although the Indian rupee remains really quite firm as well. Last year, it weakened a fair amount, but it's been considerably stronger this year. Now, going to the stock markets generally, the risk of a global stock market correction. Now, what's a correction? That's anything from 10 to 15% is the sort of is a sort of range that I have in mind for stock market corrections. They can be a little bit bigger in some of the thinner, smaller stock markets. But for Wall Street, at least 10%, I would say that's the risk over the next 5 to 6 months or so. What evidence do we actually have of that? Well, not a whole lot. If you look at the main indices, they are overbought. They've often been overbought over the last few years. And people have been calling for corrections on plenty of occasions, although that's something relatively new for Owen and me to talk about corrections. But evidence. The U.S. and also, incidentally, U.K. and European bank shares are all underperforming, and they're often a lead indicator. They did extremely well after Trump was elected president, but they're giving up some of those gains. And I think that as long as the banks sectors are underperforming their major indices in here, that is clearly a warning that we could see an easier tone overall. What does concern me about the U.S. market, I won't dwell on it because I mentioned this yesterday in the audio, is that it had rallied very strongly following Trump's election victory, and the big bull story was Trump's economic policies and tax cuts, infrastructure development, repatriation of capital at very favorable rates. But we're no closer, and I think that to seeing those favorable background changes. And I think it's hard to be precise about this in terms of what the Trump administration is going to emphasize most, but people are really talking about the second half of the year, if they're lucky, and really late 2017, if things go well in terms of working with Congress. And the reality is that we may not see some of those incentives in place until 2018. And if that's the case, that generally again leaves Wall Street susceptible to a correction. I don't think it'll be anything too serious. For one thing, the Fed is not tightening, but it's being less accommodative. Interest rates are not a problem at these levels, that's for sure. And bond yields are not providing any competition here in terms of the performance that we're seeing. So I'm only looking for a correction, and I would regard that correction as and when we see it as another buying opportunity. Okay, among sectors generally, I mean, tech remains irrepressible overall. It can be volatile on occasion, but in terms of long-term performances, and again, valuations are often high in the tech sector, not right across the boards, but on leading tech shares, valuations are often high, but that's based on historic earnings. And one of the reasons why tech is so popular is because earnings are growing very rapidly for the successful tech companies. So there's valuations based on what people are expecting them to achieve, what they're expecting corporate profits, in other words, to achieve over the next year or two, puts the valuations in a much more attractive perspective. And what did we see here in stock markets generally today? And I'll just run through some of the highlights here with you. In terms of Asia Pacific, India, absolutely outstanding. Right up on the highs, has been nudging new all-time highs. The strongest big stock market by far, strongest market in Asia, I believe. And it also benefits, well, I mean, mentioned more on the strength, which I also discussed yesterday, governance. India, with Narendra Modi and his overall economic savvy, his organization, his common man touch that he brings, it's just the right package for India. And we're 2 years away from the next presidential election. And if Narendra Modi is re-elected with a decent majority, which the odds currently say he will be, then India is going to be an absolutely outstanding market for the medium to longer term. Now, India is also benefiting from the fact that China, there is so much uncertainty about China, and it has just underperformed generally, as you know. And in terms of big investment management positions, really their key decision in looking at the Asia-Pacific region is China or India. How much do they balance positions? If they favor India, favor China, then India suffers. But they are overwhelmingly in favor of India. And would always be the case, but it's going to be the case more often than not. So runaway favorite market in the Asia-Pacific region. Good gains in here today. China, mixed performance today. Mixed performance, small moves, mostly Japan down a little bit in Asia as well. European markets, soft but not big declines, minor moves. The UK managed to gain almost a quarter of a point in here today, helped by mining shares. Switzerland also up by a similar amount. And that's, again, Wall Street. Well, actually, Wall Street's performance was respectable compared with what we saw earlier in the day. Wall Street was fairly weak early on. Dow was down about 130 points, I think, at one stage. It closed here this evening down 6.72 points. That's 0.3%, so minimal. Slightly bigger declines in percentage terms by the S&P and NASDAQ, but it's really just a very quiet day. And overall, people are going to assess this and say, Wall Street sold off earlier on dealing with the Russian tensions. I think there's going to be more smoke than fire about all this. And that's what investors apparently believe as well. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.